So, this Krishna consciousness process.
So many things to tell you.
This is the supreme perfection of existence.
Nii et see Krishna teadvus on resistentsi täiuslikkus.
Through this process of Krishna consciousness,
läbi selle Krishna teadvuse protsessi,
one can realize who they actually are.
Inimene aru saada, kes nad tegelikult on.
And one can be who they actually are.
Inimene võib tõesti olla see, kes tegelikult on.
In our present circumstances in material society,
ja praegu meie materiaalse ühiskonna tingimustes,
we do not know who we are.
Me ei tea, kes me oleme.
And therefore we are not capable of being who we are.
Seega, me ei ole võimelist olema see, kes me tegelikult oleme.
No wonder everybody's frustrated and miserable.
Kõik on segaduses.
You're miserable, aren't you?
Te olete ju õnnetud. Kas pole?
That's our position in material life.
See on meie positsioon.
We're miserable.
Me oleme õnnetud.
But
aga?
We are not meant to be miserable.
Aga me pole mõeldud olema õnnetud.
We are meant to taste unlimited nectar at every minute.
Me oleme mõeldud maitsma igavest nektarit iga hetk.
So, how do we come to that position?
Aga kuidas me siis jõuame sellesse positsiooni?
This is what Krishna is teaching us in the Bhagavad Gita.
Aga just seda Krishna õpetab meil Bhagavad Gitas.
How to come to that original pure state of consciousness.
Kuidas jõuda selle algse puhta teaduse tasandile?
So, it is a very simple system.
Nii, tegelikult on see väga lihtne süsteem.
That Krishna is explaining.
Mida Krishna selgitab?
He says in the 9th chapter.
Ütleb 9. peatükis.
Text number 14.
14. tekstis.
Satatam kirtayanto mam ye jana paryupasat. Now that's something else. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dridarvataha namasham shashchamam nityam nitya yukta upasate. He says, always chanting my glories.
Ütleb, et alati, alati mind ülistades.
Endeavoring with great determination.
Täiesihikindlusega.
These great souls perpetually worship me with devotion.
Need suured hinged igavesti teenivad mind armastusega.
So this is a very sublime process given by Krishna.
Ja see on Krishna poolt antud juhendus.
In spite of all of our faults,
hoolimata kõikidest meie vigadest,
in spite of all of our discrepancies,
hoolimata kõikidest meie,
if we will continue to engage in this process of chanting the holy names of God,
hoolimata kõiges negatiivses, kui me jätkame seda protsessi ja kordame püha nime,
under the direction of the bona fide spiritual master,
autoriteetse valmis õpetaja juhendusel,
then we will come out of the clouds of illusion,
siis me tuleme välja illusiooni pilvedest,
and we will enter into that wonderful sublime state of pure enlightened consciousness,
ja siis me jõuame selle puhta valgustunud teaduseni,
Krishna consciousness,
Krishna teaduseni.
Let me see a show of hands now, how many in this room would like to achieve that state of enlightened pure consciousness?
Ja see, kes seda puhast valgustunud teadust tahab soovitada, tõske käsi.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Mataji's hand is, her fingers up.
Mataji on ainult näppisti.
She's already very advanced in that. So, that's very nice. That you would all like to achieve that enlightened state of Krishna consciousness. So, we have a system, it is called Bhakti Yoga,
ja selleks on meil süsteem, mille nimi on Bhakti Yoga,
by which one can actually achieve that state of consciousness.
Läbi mille on see teadus saavutatav.
And that is what we are practicing in this Krishna consciousness movement.
Ja seda selles Krishna teaduse liikumises me ka praktiseerime.
So, does anyone of you have any questions about how you can actually advance yourself along the pathway of Krishna consciousness?
kas kellegil on küsimusi, et kuidas sellel Krishna teaduse arendamise teel edasi jõuda?
I'm very happy to try to guide you.
Ma olen väga rõõmus teid juhendamaks.
I've been practicing for 35 years. Maharaji also is very senior. She can also answer questions very nicely.
Ma arvan, et see on ka väga edasi jõudnud, ka vastate küsimustele. Mina olen 35 aastat sellega tegelenud.
So, does anyone have questions?
Kellegil on küsimusi?
The question is that you ask them a question, then how many of you would like to become achieve the pure bhakti, pure highest stage? So it's only the, to raise the hand and I become advanced, or you have to do something about it?
Ah. So Maharaji has asked the perfect question.
Maharaji, or something just in the air, something that yeah, I want to do.
Maharaji küsis täiesti küsimuse.
So can you just raise your hand and that's all you have to do?
Et kas on ainult nii, et ma tõstan oma käe ja see on ainult asi, mis me oleme tegema, et seda saavutada, seda tasandit?
When it's serious, then it's like saying, well, who would like to go to America? Let's, you know, raise your hand.
See on ka sama, et tõske käsi, et kes tahab minna Ameerikasse, see on sama.
Why don't you say a little bit to this side so he can, he has a good, that way everyone's, yeah. So you have to get, if just raising your hand, I'd like to go to America, that's not enough to go to America. But if you have also the visa,
kui teil on olemas visa
and the ticket money,
ja pileti raha,
then you can go to America.
Siis te saate minna Amerikasse.
So, saying I would like to become, I would like to realize the perfection of Krishna consciousness, that's very nice. Now,
seega öeldes kui et ma soovin saavutada Krishna teaduse täiuslikkus on väga
now
hea.
You have to get visa,
aga te saama visa
and you have to get ticket
ja te saama bileti
and then you can achieve
ja siis te saate seda saavutada.
So the visa,
seega visa
is the blessings of the bona fide guru,
seega visa on autoriteetse vaimse õpetaja õnnistused
and the ticket money is your honest endeavor.
Ja pileti raha on teie aus suhtumine, tegutsemine.
To follow the instructions of the spiritual master.
Et käituda vastavalt vaimsõpetaja juhendustele.
And then you can attain.
Siis te saate seda saavutada.
So, how many are willing to undergo the necessary activities?
Nii siis, kes on nõus läbima neid tegevusi?
For going back to that supreme perfection of consciousness.
Et jõuda selle täiusliku teaduse tasandini.
There's one, two, yes, maybe, maybe not.
Võib-olla, võib-olla mitte.
All right. So, let's deal with her maybe, maybe not
et võib-olla
position.
Võib-olla tegeleme temaga, et selle võib-olla, võib-olla mitte positsiooniga.
As they explained at the university,
nagu me selitasime ülikoolis,
you can try it for some time. You can buy that ticket. And you can go to America. And if you don't like it, you can come back. So, what, since you're spending your life doing something anyway, why not spend your time trying this Krishna consciousness
practice?
Just make an experiment. What do you have to lose? Do you chant on the japa beads now? No? You're chanting on japa beads? Not yet?
No.
See, all the, everyone else in the room, we're all chanting, and the two of you are not chanting on japa beads. Are you related to each other? No, okay. All right. So, we encourage you to take, you make some experiment. The first step is to read the books, actually.
Aga esimene samm selles on lugeda raamatuid.
Now you have gotten Bhagavad Gita.
Nüüd on teil Bhagavad Gita.
You study it very, very carefully.
Et uurige seda väga hoolikalt.
That is the first step.
See on esimene samm.
you gain a very, very good and deep understanding of what is the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And then when you are ready, if you feel that you're inspired, then you can chant on the beads also. Because the chanting process then gives you actual realization of the knowledge that you're reading about.
Sest mantra kordamise protsess annab teile tõelise kogemuse sellest, mida millest te ka loete.
Just like you can study what is ice cream.
Nagu näiteks te võite õppida või uurida, mis asi on jäätis.
You can study all the ingredients.
Te võite uurida kõiki neid seda koostisosi.
You can see what how many varieties of ice cream there are sold in the world.
Te võite näha, kui palju erinevaid jäätise liike on selles maailmas.
You can make a scientific study of what is ice cream.
And te võite teha teaduslik uuringu sellest,
how many brands are there in the world?
Et palju marke seal on maailmas.
How many flavors?
Palju maitseid.
What prices does it sell for?
Et milliste hindades neid müüakse.
This way you can study which country of the world is ice cream the most popular.
Seega võite teha uuringu, et millises riigis on jäätis kõige populaarsem.
In which country is it the least popular?
In millises riigis on see kõige vähem populaarsem.
And this way you're going to become a big, big expert on ice cream.
Seega võite te saada väga suureks eksperdiks jäätise alal.
You can write a huge thick book on ice cream.
Võite väga tihed raamatu kirjutada jäätise kohta.
But if you have never tasted it,
aga kui te pole seda mitte kunagi maitsnud,
then your knowledge remains immature.
Siis teie teamine jääb
incomplete.
Ja, ebatäiuslikuks.
But if you will taste that ice cream,
aga kui te maitsite seda jäätis,
then your knowledge will be perfect.
Siis teie teamine on täiuslik.
So, we encourage you to study what is this Krishna consciousness. And we very thoroughly, from many angles of vision, you may bring all your questions. I have given you my email address. You may put forward all intelligent questions to clear any and all doubts that you may have.
Teha selgeks kõik kahtlused, mis teil ka ei oleks.
And then you may also chant, so you can taste it.
Ja siis te võite ka korrata mantrat ja tunda seda maitset.
So you study it and you taste it also.
Ja tuurige seda, et annas ka maitske seda.
The chanting is the tasting process.
Ja tegelikult see mantra kordamine on see maitsmise protsess.
So are there any questions?
Et on siis mõningad küsimusi?
Siin teenimise küsimus.
It's a question about rendering service.
Kas kitse viim võib ka pakkuda Krishna?
Can a goat's milk be offered to Krishna? May it be offered?
Yes.
Yeah.
But why it is said that it's tamaguna?
Aga miks on öeldud, et see ei ole hea või see on tamaguna?
That's tamaguna. What's that?
Why did you say that this is a tamaguna?
What's tamaguna? Who said it's tamaguna?
I don't know. Nikuja was saying that.
Well, I'm not attracted to it.
Mina ei ole mind ei köida itse piir.
It may be a bit something like a mode of ignorance, but our rule is no meat, no fish and no eggs. So it's not meat and it's not fish and it's not eggs.
Et ühesõnaga, et on olemas ka teatud reegel, et ei ole mitte liha, mitte kala, mitte muna.
I would probably agree that I would agree it's not the nicest thing to offer to Krishna. So someone may label it as tamagun because it's not the nicest type of milk to offer.
And
I certainly would not want to even, I would not want to drink it, to be honest. So I wouldn't recommend that you offer it to Krishna. But if somebody is very attached to goat's milk,
aga kui keegi on väga kiindunud kitse viima.
And they want to offer to Krishna and they do it with love.
Ja tahavad seda pakkuda Krishna teevad seda armastusega.
I don't see any reason why Krishna would not accept it because it's not against our principles.
Siis kuna see ei ole meie printsiipide vastu, siis ma ei näe põhjus, miks see peaks Krishna seda vastu võtta.
I don't, in India, buffalo milk is very popular.
Indias on näiteks püfli viim väga populaarne.
Manaji, you sitting with us? You're putting one asana for Manaji. Buffalo milk is very popular in India, but I personally am not interested in drinking buffalo milk.
Aga mina ole huvitatud joomast püfli viima.
Cow milk is very good for developing the brain.
Lehmapiim on väga kasulik, et arendada.
I'm not interested in developing a buffalo brain or a goat brain.
Ma ei ole huvitatud arendamaks püfli või näiteks kitse aju.
So I personally would not want to. They were asking if goat milk can be offered to Krishna. I said, yeah, according to our principles it is, but I would prefer not to offer such a thing because cow's milk is what Krishna likes. If you're in a situation, you're out in a desert country and there's no cow milk available. Absolutely, you can't get cow milk at all. And the only milk that exists within 500 miles is goat's milk. That's another thing. But I think here, you get cow's milk in Estonia? Cow's milk is here?
Yes, of course.
All right.
Yeah,
offer cow's milk.
Et pakkuge lehmapiima.
Afrika on, no.
Pakkuge lehmapiima.
Next question.
Järgmine küsimus.
Aga piimast tehakse neid teisi tooted, et kuidas nendega on, et kas see on ka normaalne.
What about other products made from milk, other dairy products? I mean, if those products are made from, let's say, from goat's milk, cheese from goat's milk, then what about those products?
Like it's the same principle. I would much prefer to offer. Krishna would be much more attracted to having something made with cow's milk. You may like goat's milk. You may like goat's milk cheese. But who's the offering for? You or for Krishna? So you have to think, what will please Krishna?
Seega peate mõtlema, et kuidas rahuldada Krishna.
That's to be the mentality when you make the offering. What do you like?
Ja mitte mõtlema selles, et mis teile meeldib, vaid mõtlema selles, et mis Krishna meeldib.
What does Krishna like?
Peate mõtlema, mis Krishna meeldib, kui ta pakute.
Next question.
Järgmine küsimus.
Mul on kuuer, vana kuuer.
I have an old dog.
Hästi vana.
Very old dog.
Old dog?
Igor has an old dog.
Okay, how old is he?
Kui vana ta on?
No, 14.
14? No, he's very old. Does he have gray hair?
Kas ta on hallid juuksed? Jaa.
Okay, he's an old man. Yes, okay.
Ja tal on tasakaalu häire, tal on silma nägemine, ta uriin ei pea pisu. Nüüd küsimus, kui ta naine on tööl, mina olen tööl, et kui tema hakkab kodus, no trippist alla kukub ja...
Okay, I'll translate the part of it. Basically, the dog has a very poor health because he is very old and he has problem with urinating, the dog. And okay, and...
ja tuttavad ja arsti soovitavad magamis.
And relatives and doctors say that they should put the dog asleep.
Let the dog take a nap.
No, asleep, you know, injection.
Forget it. Let the doctor take an injection, but don't give an injection to the dog. That's murder.
Tegelikult see on murder. Seda tohiks teha. Et las doktor teeb endale süsti, et panen ennast magama.
Putting to sleep is called a euphemism. In English language, it's called a euphemism. In English, there's a fancy word called euphemism. It's a word that's used when you don't want to say what you're really doing. You hide the wicked and cruel thing that you're actually doing with some word that sounds very nice.
Et me võime varjata mingisuguse väga ilusa sõnaga mingit väga jubedat tegu. See on euphemism.
Actually, they're murdering the dog.
Tegelikult nad mõrvavad koera.
To make it sound very nice, they say putting him to sleep.
Aga et see kõlaks väga ilusti.
It's murder.
Et paneme ta magama.
It's an act of murder. You're murdering a living being. You're killing him. And they call it putting him to sleep.
Ja nad kutsuvad seda magama panemiseks.
They do the same thing with abortion. They call it removing the tissue.
Sama lugu on ka abordiga.
But actually, they're murdering a human being.
Tegelikult nad tapavad.
It's like you take some tissue.
And
you throw it in the garbage can. They call abortion removing the tissue. And they call killing the animals, putting them to sleep. And now they're introducing a program of putting human beings to sleep also. It's now legal in some places. Old people can be put to sleep. Actually, in this African jungle, there is a system among some of the tribesmen who live in the jungle. As soon as the man becomes an old grandfather, old man, they have a very special feast. Prabhupada calls it a love feast.
Actually.
You know what they eat? They eat the old man. Prabhupada calls it a love feast. It's in the Bhagavatam purport. You've read? Yes. They eat the old man. So that's the reward for seniors. The program for senior citizens in that African tribe is they eat you. The young men eat the old people. So don't kill your dog. Chant Hare Krishna to your dog. Let him die as a natural death with the holy hands. And that way he can become a human being in his next lifetime. He can become a devotee. Do you really love your dog?
He plays the Srila Prabhupada Japa mantra, and the dog hears it, and the dog is mostly a vegetarian, eats vegetarian foods,
Yeah, let that dog die a natural death. Don't kill him. Don't believe those veterinarians. They're just a bunch of, they're unenlightened fools, can I say? They don't realize that by killing an animal before his natural time of death, they will have to come back as an animal. They will have to take birth as a dog to as a punishment for killing him. For every dog that veterinarian is put to sleep, he will take birth as a dog, and that dog will take birth as a veterinarian. And that veterinarian dog will put him to sleep. That is called karma. Next question.
Can the dog be allowed into the temple room?
This room? No. But you can make fun. If the dog is, you can give him some.
Basically.
You can have some program outside in the summertime. Some nice kirtan program, and that way the dog can participate. You have a program outside, you can do. You have the dog stays in your house?
Yeah.
He lives in your house with you.
Kas elab sul sinuga kodus majas sees?
Kodus, ta on kodune, jah. Bokser. Ta on külma kartli.
Pesikreitsa põlga, kus saab jääkida.
Ta on kodune, kodus majas.
The dog lives in the house, yes.
No, you shouldn't come in the temple.
et siis ta ei tohiks templi ruumi minna.
He's too dirty.
Ta on liiga must.
And that also the cat.
Cats shouldn't be in the temple room either.
Kassid peid oleks olla templi ruumis.
But they don't get karma to come into the temple.
Oh, they don't get any reaction, but it's not, it's, you should keep the temple room very pure and sattvic by not letting animals live in the temple room. They might pass stool on the floor, you know.
He's urinating everywhere, so that means who gets the karma?
The dog won't get any karma. But it's not good for your Krishna consciousness to have an atmosphere where animals are coming in the temple room. Yeah, passing urine on the floor. And but you can definitely, you can let dog hear the holy names. You can let him. That's very good. Questions more?
Meil küsimus.
But why it is not allowed?
Aga miks see näiteks mingi? Ja miks selle lubatud?
What she said?
She didn't hear your answer. I guess she's saying why it is not allowed.
Yeah, I already explained that. You can ask someone what I said. You need to pay attention. But we'll be kind and explain it again. This time hear carefully. The animal, there's not, no reaction, but human being is man. Cleanliness is next to godliness. Human being is meant to be very clean, especially in the area of the temple room. Animal is by nature dirty. In Vedic culture, animals don't, are never, they stay outside, that's all right, but they never come in the house. Of course, in Estonia, that's so cold in the winter. Actually, in America, they have doghouse, special thing called doghouse, and sometimes they put a heater in the doghouse during the winter. You have doghouses in Estonia? Doghouse?
Oh.
Yeah, it's a little, they built a little house in the backyard, maybe this big. A little door. And the dog, he's in the wintertime, you can go inside that house. And if it's a little too cold, you can put some electric heater there and then let the dog be warm.
Animals by nature have all kinds of protection.
Yeah, they're protected anyway. They can live in cold weather. We saw in Helsinki that one man, he's walking the dog. And he has, the dog is all, even though the dog has a natural sweater with his fur coat. The human being has put a little sweater on the dog. Actually, the dog does not need that sweatshirt. The human being is thinking the dog looks very cute in this sweater. And so we were making one joke as we were coming to the boat. We were saying he is doing puja to his dog. In English language, there is a slang word for dog.
Ja inglise keeles on slangi sõna koerale.
And that slang word is poochie.
Ja see slangi sõna on poochie.
So we were making one joke that he is doing poochie puja. With his dog. The dog is walking very nicely with his sweater on.
He had pants
and everything. Sometimes they put a hat also on the dog. You see, actually, that you should take that tendency for dressing the deity. You see, you have one deity of Krishna, of Lord Chaitanya, and you dress that deity. But they take the dog to be their deity. And therefore they want to dress him very nicely. And put jewelry on him. So any other questions?
Kas on nagu võimalus ei ole templi ruumis, ma ravin inimesi ja teen igasuguseid protseduuri
massaasi. Okay. And Igor has this kind of situation that the room where he has his altaris, where he has the where he offers, you know.
No, ta on kinni mul niimoodi, kardin on ees.
Basically, the temple room is the same room where he where he sleeps. You know, he has only one room where he does
make murder. Some curtain.
Ja sa teed nagu selle karin ette.
Yeah.
And then, if
make some curtain and then it's okay.
He has the curtain.
Make something that so that they take some way you can cover
so
the altar when you're taking rest, and then there's no problem. In many of our temples in ISKCON, sometimes the very small temples, devotees will sleep in the temple room at night, but the curtain will be closed. And also, sometimes we've seen devotees will sleep in the temple room to as a guard. So that no thief may come into the temple room and disturb the altar. So you can sleep and do and have your temple room in the same area, but you have curtains so that when you're sleeping, the deity is the altar is closed.
So võib magada temple roomis, aga siis peab olema kindlasti jumalused selle kattega kaetud.
Questions, ma'am?
Küsimus oli, et miks selline mantra nagu oli öeldud samal ajal, kui paljud jooga muud meditatsiooni raamatud annavad põhimantraks Om Mani Padme Hum.
The thing is that why is this kind of mantra explained as a Hare Krishna mantra? But some other books and yogis say that there is some kind of other mantra as Om Mani Padme Hum. And why Hare Krishna? Why not Om Mani Padme Hum?
Yes, actually.
Tegelikult.
There are thousands of mantras.
Tegelikult on tuhanded mantrad.
It's like Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That is another mantra.
See on üks teine mantra.
Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamiva Vashishyate. We have thousands and thousands and thousands of mantras.
Meil on tuhanded ja tuhanded mantrad.
But there is one mantra which is called Maha Mantra.
Aga on üks mantra, mida kustatakse Maha Mantra.
The greatest of all mantras.
See on kõige suurem mantra kõikidest.
That is Hare Krishna Mantra.
Ja see on Hare Krishna Mantra.
When you go to the drugstore, what do they call it here? In America we say drugstore, sometimes they say pharmacy.
Yes, aptek in Estonian.
What's it called?
Aptek.
So when you go to that place, there are so many hundreds and thousands of medicines in that
place.
And they are all bona fide medicines. But which medicine will you take? You take that medicine which is prescribed by your physician.
Aga te võtate seda rohtu, mis on teie arsti poolt teile välja kirjutatud.
Even though the medicines are all valid,
kui kõik need medisiinid või need ravimid tegelikult toimivad,
do you take the medicine which is not prescribed for you?
Aga kui te võtate selle ravimi, mis teile pole kirjutatud,
you may become even more sick.
Võite jääda isegi rohkem haigeks.
You might even die.
Võite isegi surra.
So it is very important that you take the mantra prescribed by the physician.
See, te peate võtma selle mantra, mis on teile teie arsti poolt välja kirjutatud.
So who is that physician?
Et kes on see arst?
That is the bona fide spiritual master.
See on autoriteetne vaimse õpetaja.
You go to your spiritual master. That person that Krishna has sent you to save you from this material existence.
See on see isik, kelle Krishna on saatnud teid päästmaks selles materiaalses maailmas.
And from that person you take your prescription.
Ja sellelt inimeselt saate oma ravimi nii-öelda.
Of all of these thousands and thousands of mantras.
Ja kõikide tuhanded ja tuhandete mantrate hulgas.
Which mantra should I chant, Gurudev?
Mis mantra mina peaksin kordama, Gurudev?
And the spiritual master will give you.
Ja vaidlõttes annab teile.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That is the answer.
See on vastus.
Next question.
Järgmine küsimus.
I have a suggestion. If Leonard sat here, it would be better for recording to spread in Estonian version, because Estonian translation wouldn't be recorded so nicely. So if Leonard would sit, sit.
Sit the translator here.
Yeah, it would be better for recording.
Yes, the translator can sit here. And actually, the translator had some questions also. If you have any public questions, you can ask your public questions.
Public question? I don't know. Basically, I don't know. More kind of personal questions.
All right. So, do you have any other questions?
Yeah, teisi küsimus äkki.
Yeah.
The question is old, but it's still valid. And there are so many ways to reach God, as Christianity, Islam, and so and so and so, etc. But can it be explained why is there some, you know, some kind of differences? Why is this in this world? Why there are some?
Yes, we have answered that at the university today.
Et me vastasime selle ülikoolis.
But you were out of the book table.
Aga see oli teelid väljas raamatute lavadaga.
So we will answer. We are very happy to answer again for you.
Väga õnnelikud, et ma saan vastata teile uuesti.
Because you were doing the most valuable service of the book table service.
See tegite tegelikult see raamatretid aga väga suurt teenimist, väga väärtuslikku.
The question is that why there are so many different religious systems or self-realization processes.
Küsimus on, miks on nii palju eneseteadvustamise protsesse, religioone.
The actual answer is that religion is one.
Tegelik vastus on see, et religioon on üks.
To love God.
Armastada Jumalat.
But man has divided the one pure substance known as religion.
Aga mees on võtnud selle puhta substantsi religiooni.
Into many different religions.
Jaganud selle mitmeks erinevaks religiooniks.
For political purposes.
Selleks ei teenida poliitilise eesmärke.
Actually, they are all the great teachers are teaching the same thing.
Tegelikult kõik suured õpetajad õpetavad ühte sama asja.
Jesus never said you should become a Christian.
Jeesus ei öelnud mitte kunagi, et sa pead saama kristlaseks.
Jesus simply taught pure love of God.
Jeesus lihtsalt õpetas puhast Jumala armastust.
Father, not he prayed, Father, not my will, but thy will be done.
Ta palvetas, et Jumal, mitte minu tahe, vaid et sinu tahe sünniks.
That is pure bhakti.
Ja see on puhas bhakti.
That's the same thing that Krishna is presenting in the Bhagavad Gita.
See on sama, mida Krishna esitab Bhagavad Gitas.
He says, forget what you want to do and just do what I want you to do.
Ta ütleb, et unusta see, mida sina tahad teha, vaid tee seda, mida mina tahan.
Krishna is saying the same thing that Christ is saying.
Krishna ütleb sama asja, mida Kristus ütles.
The only difference is Christ is speaking from the perspective of the Son.
Son, right? Aha. Ja asja on selles, erinevus on selles, et Jeesus rääkis seda poja seisukohalt.
And Krishna is speaking from the perspective of the Father.
Ja Krishna räägib seda isa seisukohalt.
But it's the same philosophy.
Aga see on see sama filosofia.
Whether it's presented from the Father's mouth or the Son's mouth, the teaching is the same.
Vahet ei ole kumma suust, kas isa või poja suust, aga see filosofia on üks sama.
We should fully surrender ourselves to the will of God.
Peaksime täielikult Jumala tahtele ennast alistama.
So it is only men who have made all these divisions, Christian, Jew, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, etc. Religion is one, to love God, that's all.
Et ühesõnaga, religioon on üks, et armastada Jumalat. Ja inimene on nüüd ainult laiali jaganud.
Any further question?
Mõni edasine küsimus.
Näiteks, kui mina usun Jumalat või seda Krishnat, aga näiteks mul naine näiteks ei usu, kas ma peaks teist temaga koos elama või tast lahku minema?
Question is that, if I believe Krishna and my wife doesn't, then what should I do? Should we split up or what?
Does your wife have any religious belief at all or she's atheist?
Kas sinu naine usub üldse midagi või on ta ateist?
Ei usu.
Doesn't believe anything.
Atheist.
Ateist?
No.
I don't know exactly.
Does your wife want you to be happy or not?
Kas teie abikaasa tahab, et oleksite õnnelik?
Does she believe that my husband should be happy?
Kas ta usub, et minu mees peaks olema õnnelik?
Ta arvab, et ilma sellet ta saab õnnelik olla.
Ilma milletes?
Ilma Krishna.
Ah, and she thinks that one can be happy without Krishna, for example.
No.
I see. She feels that she can be happy without Krishna.
Nii, et ta siis tunneb, et ta võib ise olla õnnelik ilma Krishnata, jah? Yes.
Does she feel that if you would be happier with Krishna, does that sound right?
Kas sa, kui ta näiteks, kas sa tunneb, kui, kas sa, sorry.
Let's put it this way.
Sorry.
She feels that she's happy without Krishna. I understand that.
Uh-huh.
We will accept, okay, she has a sense of happiness even without being Krishna conscious. We will accept that. But my question is, is she willing to let you be happy in the way that gives you the greatest happiness?
Et kas ta on valmis lubama sul saama õnnelikuks, täielikult õnnelikuks läbi selle?
Does she want you to be happy?
Kas ta tahab, et sina oleksid õnnelik?
She's happy without Krishna consciousness. But what if you're not happy without Krishna consciousness? You're not happy without Krishna consciousness.
Et kui näiteks tema on õnnelik ilma Krishna teadvuseta, aga näiteks sina oled õnnetu ilma
Is she teadvuseta? Willing to let you be happy by letting you be Krishna conscious? Or is she want to force you to be miserable?
Et kas ta laseb sul olla õnnelik Krishna teadvuses või ta sunnib sind olema õnnetu? Ilma selleta.
Sunnib mind ilma selleta õnnetu.
She's forcing him to be miserable.
Ah, okay. Well, tell her she's being selfish.
Ütle, et ta on isekas. Ütle talle, et ta on isekas.
Tell her she's behaving like a selfish pig.
Ütle, et ta käitub isekas siga.
You tell her that you're doing everything you can to facilitate her happiness.
To take her happiness.
You're doing what you can do to make sure that she's happy.
Et sina teed ju kõik selleks, et tema oleks õnnelik.
And now she should do whatever she can do to make sure that you are happy.
Ja nüüd peaks tema tegema seda, mis on tema võimuses, et sina oleks õnnelik.
Ask her, do you love me?
Küsi talt, et kas armastad mind?
If she loves you, then she wants you to be happy.
Et kui ta armastab sind, siis ta tahab, et sa oleksid õnnelik.
And if she truly wants you to be happy, she'll let you be happy in the way that makes you happy.
Ja kui ta tõesti tahab, et sa oled õnnelik, siis ta laseb sul olla õnnelik läbi selle, mille sa tunned, et sa oled õnnelik.
So you can tell her, if you really love me, you will give me the freedom to practice Krishna consciousness.
Ja kui sa ütled talle, et kui sa tõesti mind armastad, siis sa lubad mul olla õnnelik läbi Krishna teaduse.
And if you don't give me the freedom to practice Krishna consciousness, then you don't love me.
Ja kui sa ei luba mul olla õnnelik läbi Krishna teaduse, siis tähendab,
sa ei armasta mind. You're simply using me for your own selfish purposes.
Et tegelikult sellise juhul siis, et kasutad mind oma isiklikel eesmärkidel. Noh, egoistlikel.
That's the reality.
See on reaalsus.
The hard, cold facts.
Et see on tegelikult külm, raske tõde.
I would just give her the hard, cold facts of life.
Ja mina lihtsalt esitasin talle need tõelised faktid.
And let her face the truth.
Ja lasta talle seista tões.
She won't let you practice Krishna consciousness. She doesn't love you. She's just being selfish.
Et ta on ainult isekas sellisel juhul. Et kui ta ei luba sul arendada Krishna teadust.
I would just tell her straight.
Mina ütlesin talle otse.
I'm not forcing you to practice Krishna consciousness. Why are you forcing me not to practice it?
Et mina ei sunni sinu seda teha.
I'm giving you freedom. Why are you not giving me freedom? That's unfair.
Et mina annan sulle vabadust, aga sina ei anna mulle vabadust.
Yes.
But if practicing Krishna consciousness makes one happier,
yes,
it means it should influence the person's private life. So my wife should become more happier too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's a statement, not a question.
Okay, yeah. So, but if my wife doesn't feel that her happiness increases, so the conclusion is, this is not real Krishna consciousness I'm practicing. Mm. If I make her feel more miserable than before.
You still haven't asked the question.
So, well, can we blame our, like in this situation, can we blame our wives? Perhaps we should blame ourselves first.
Et,
am I right or not?
Mm-hmm. Et näiteks küsimus on selline, et näiteks, et kui mina olen praktiseerin Krishna teadust ja selle läbi selle ma peaksin saama õnnelikuks. Ja läbi selle tegelikult, kui mina olen õnnelik, peaks ka tegelikult minu naine saama õnnelikuks. Aga kui läbi selle minu naine ei saa õnnelikuks ja tunneb ennast õnnetuna, siis milles on küsimus, et kas midagi on valesti, et keda ma peaksin süüdistama, kas oma naist või ise ennast sellisele?
What you're putting forward is actually the Krishna conscious thing to do.
Et tegelikult see, mida sa tood esile, on Krishna teaduslik tegevus.
You should think that if she's not inspired to become Krishna conscious, I must not be Krishna conscious enough to enliven her to practice it.
Mm. Et kui sina ei suuda tekitada temas inspiratsiooni ja innustust, et samuti Krishna teadust arendada, siis tähendab seda, et sa pole ise viisavalt Krishna teadust.
It could be that actually you are Krishna conscious enough and she's just an atheist. That could be.
Võimalik on ka tegelikult see, et sina oled piisavalt Krishna teadust, aga tema on lihtsalt atheist.
However, you should not think like that.
Aga samas sa ei tohiks niimoodi mõelda.
You should think, because it could be, that you're just not Krishna conscious enough to inspire her to be also Krishna conscious.
Aga sa võid samas mõelda, et võibolla sa ei ole piisavalt Krishna teaduses, et teda innustada.
Therefore, you should work, you should struggle even harder to be Krishna conscious.
See,
and the good news is this. There's no spouse in the world that could prevent you from becoming Krishna conscious if you want to become Krishna conscious.
Seega sa pead just eriliselt pingutama. Et aga tegelikult tõde seisneb selles, et mitte ükski abikaasa ei saa takistada mitte kusagil maailmas oma abikaasat arendamas Krishna teadust.
You can't blame it on your spouse.
Et sa ei saa oma elukaasast süüdistada.
If you're not becoming Krishna conscious, it's because your desire is not strong enough.
Et tähendab sinu tahe saada Krishna teaduses edasi jõudnuks ei ole piisav.
So you simply have to increase your own desire.
Sa pead tegelikult oma soovi suurendama.
And by doing so,
ja seda tehes,
there is a very good chance that eventually your spouse will follow you into Krishna consciousness.
Ja on väga võimalik, et see läbi, kui sa jõuad ise edasi, siis ka sinu abikaasa järgneb sulle Krishna teaduses.
But even if not, even if they can just respect you for your how Krishna consciousness has uplifted your character and your qualities, even by doing that, they will make advancement. A Krishna conscious person gives up being a selfish person. He becomes very caring and very compassionate and very much in the mood of serving.
Et tegelikult Krishna teadus edasi jõudnud inimene muutub väga lahkeks, väga armastuslikuks.
These qualities can melt the heart of anyone.
Ja tegelikult just need omadused võivad sulatada üksikile südame.
Everyone is actually appreciates a saintly person.
Tegelikult igaüks hindab pühalikku inimest.
So you become completely saintly in your qualities and your characteristics.
Seega sa pead oma iseloomus muutuma täielikult pühalikuks.
Even if your spouse does not want to follow the Krishna conscious pathway,
et isegi kui abikaasa ei taha järgneda sulle sellele Krishna teaduse teel,
they will appreciate your saintly behavior.
Hindavad nad siiski sinu pühalikku tegutsemist.
And in this way they will become purified and gradually will become Krishna conscious.
Ja tegelikult see läbi nad puhastuvad ja aja möödudes jõuvad ka Krishna teaduseni.
So we just have 5 minutes left.
Meil on veel 5 minutit.
You said that if a wife doesn't allow men develop a relationship with Krishna, then the wife doesn't love her husband. So
if the wife wants to keep her husband in a miserable state of consciousness by not allowing him to practice Krishna consciousness,
yes,
that is selfishness. It is not love. If you love someone, you want to let them. Do what they need to do to be happy.
No, question. But does it mean that my mother doesn't love me?
Well, your mother is... I saw she was happy. She came to the program.
Aga mis siis näiteks, kui minu ema...
She was very happy here at our program. I saw her.
Aga mina nägin, et su ema oli väga õnnelik.
I met your mother. She was very happy here at the center. I don't see what...
Et ma nägin, et su ema...
She has some appreciation from Krishna consciousness.
Et ta hindab Krishna teadust.
On some level.
She
saw how much
she said, no,
it is so bad.
Oh, she's because saying it's
you're
bad?
Stupid.
You're stupid?
I am stupid.
Aga,
well, that is your mother's... That is your mother's lack of intelligence. To say
tegelikult, something.
You simply have to endure in Krishna consciousness and gradually your heart will change.
Sa pead lihtsalt selle üle elama ja seda kannatama, aga aja möödudes tema süda muutub.
You have to show her how by becoming Krishna conscious you become a much better daughter than you were before.
Sa pead näitama, et läbi Krishna teaduse muutus sa palju paremaks.
For you're very lazy and very selfish.
Et enne oli sa väga, väga laisk ja väga egoistlik.
But becoming Krishna conscious now you are much more loving and selfless.
Aga nüüd, kui ma olen Krishna teaduses, siis ma olen...
You have to demonstrate a change of your consciousness.
Siis ma olen palju leebem ja ma olen tõesti, mu teadus on muutunud.
So she thinks, how wonderful is this Krishna consciousness?
Ja siis ta näeb, et oi, kui tolle see Krishna teadus on.
My daughter Helise was never this sweet in her dealings with me.
Et Helise ema mõtleb, et näed, et minu tõttar pole kunagi olnud nii armastuslik.
But now that she's become a devotee, she's been transformed.
Aga nüüd, kui ta on saanud pühendunud, siis ta on muutunud.
All my children have become devotees.
Ja nüüd ma tahan, et kõik mu lapsed saaksid pühendunud, eks?
What do you think?
Mis te arvate?
But maybe she thinks that it is due to my I become major. Kus täiskasvanuks on?
Jah. Maybe she thinks that she's just
et
growing up.
That is the phase she's going.
Yeah, just a phase, nagu faas, nagu läbielamisfaas, nagu faas lihtsalt, elu faas. Maybe she...
See on täiskasvanuks,
see pole Krishna teaduse efekt nagu, jah?
Yeah.
And maybe her mother just thinks that my daughter is growing up, but this is just a phase, you know, this is not the effect of Krishna consciousness, she's just growing up.
Well, time will tell.
Aeg näitab.
For many people it was just a phase they went through.
Paljud inimesed teaks oli lihtsalt mingi faas, mis läbi läksid.
And they proved their parents right. Yeah, my child went through this Hare Krishna phase and they got over it. Many people have come to our movement and they left.
So whether
it's a phase or not, that will be proven by you in the future.
Et kas on faas või mitte, seda tõestate teie tulevikus.
We hope it's not a phase for you.
Me loodame, et see pole faas teie jaoks.
It could just be a phase you're going through if you don't stick to this process.
Et kui te ei jää selle protsessi peale, see on tõesti isalt mingi faas.
Let's see 30 years from now where you are.
Et vaatame, mis kus te olete 30 aasta pärast.
Are you chanting 16 rounds and following the process or are you just watching television?
Kas te kordate kus see stringi ja jäägite protsessi?
30 years from now.
30 aastat pärast, miks
ma vaatan teile? Is a phase or not.
Et siis me saame teada, et kas on faas või mitte.
You understand?
Saate aru.
You have to prove 30 years down the road that it wasn't a phase.
Et 30 aastaga peate tõestama.
When you're in your 50s.
Kusagil 50-ndates.
See, it's easy for me to convince people that Krishna consciousness is some very serious thing. And say, well, how long have you been practicing? Yeah. Oh, 35 years.
Väga hea on küsida, et kaua sa
oled
tegutsenud.
Most people ask me, they're not even 35 years old. You know, they weren't even born when I started practicing Krishna consciousness.
Et mõned polnud siis sünninud, kui mina hakkasin juba tegelema selle Krishna teadusega.
So, you know, people, they're convinced when they meet me that it's not some phase I'm going through.
See, kui inimesed näevad mind ja saavad aru, et see pole mingi faas, mida läbi elan.
Because I've been practicing Krishna consciousness for more than 50% of my life. So
siis ma olen juba üle poole oma elust.
It's getting to the point where it's going to be almost 2/3 of my life I've been practicing.
Varsti on juba 2/3 täis seda aega, mil ma olen tegutsenud Krishna teaduses oma elust.
Any other? We have time for one more question.
Meil üks küsimus.
Just to clarify one aspect.
Okay.
I can accept that guru is allowed to say that one is a selfish pig. But are we allowed to say it to our relatives?
Can you tell someone they're a selfish pig? Well, it depends on depends on the love and trust of the relationship.
Ma saan aru seda, et guru võib öelda, et keegi on näiteks isekas siga, aga kas mina tohin oma sugulastele ja oma lähedaste öelda, et on isekas siga?
You can really only get away with something according to how much love they can appreciate you have for them.
Et sõltub tegelikult sellest mida te ütlete, sõltub sellest, kuidas nad, kui palju armastus neil
on. So the point is you may not be able to tell them that.
Võimalik on, et
it may not be effective to tell them that.
Võimalik on see, et see pole mõtekas neile niimoodi öelda.
But depending on your but it is possible that one could. It just depends on your relationship. If you have an open, honest relationship where you can reveal your heart to your spouse,
et kui teil on aus suhe, kus te võite avada oma südame oma abikaasale,
you could say that I really feel that you're being selfish in this circumstance.
Siis ma võin tõesti öelda, et selles olukorras oled isekas.
You might leave out the word pig.
Võite jätta välja sõna siga.
Maybe that's a little too heavy. But you could at least honestly say, my dear beloved wife,
et sa võid tõesti ausalt öelda, et minu armas abikaasa,
I know you're thinking, I know that you truly mean the very best for me in all times, all places and circumstances.
Ma tean, et igal ajal, igas olukorras sa tahad mulle ainult head.
But it appears to me there is some slight flaw in your judgment in this case.
Aga paistab, et selles olukorras on sinu hinnangul mingi väike viga.
And I think in the middle of all that pure loving service mood you have for me,
ma arvan, et selles ilusus armaslikus meelelus, mis on minu vast on
very, very, very slight tinge of what we might call selfishness.
Kui sa ei pane pahaks, et ma ütlen, siis selles armastuses paistab, et on mingi väga väike osa isekust.
So actually you are telling her she is acting like a selfish pig.
Et tegelikult läbi selles ütledki ta,
but you're doing it with the finesse of a first-rate diplomat.
Aga asja on selles, et kui sa ütled talle seda niimoodi, et sa oled isekas siga, läbi selle, läbi armastada, siis tegelikult sa teed seda diplomaatiga.
Actually, Prabhupada gives the example of Krishna. He tells Arjuna that you actually were a fool. He calls Arjuna a fool.
Tegelikult ka Krishna kutsub näiteks Arjuna Bhagavad Gita's lolliks.
But you know how Krishna words it?
Aga tead, kuidas Krishna seda sõnastab?
He says, while speaking learned words, you are, what is that? I forget the exact verse. But Krishna, he says, while speaking learned words, you are speaking, I have to look up the verse. But there's a verse like that. While speaking learned words.
2-7.
Someone know that verse?
2-7.
Is it 2-7? While speaking learned words, you are.
Et rääkides õpetatud sõnu sa oled, niimoodi ütleb Krishna Arjunale, rääkides õpetatud sõnu sina oled.
It's not 2-7, it's it's a very nice verse. So anyway, Krishna in a very tactful way, he says, while speaking learned words you are. So he calls the words learned, but then he turns around and points out actually you're just speaking as a fool.
Tegelikult ta lihtsalt kasutab õiget sõnu ja teeb selle selgeks, et Arjuna on rumal.
So in preaching there's many ways you can tell them the same thing, but you have to say it in such a way just that it's able to be effective, just like a surgeon has to be very expert when he's removing the cancer. He doesn't cut in the wrong place.
Et jutlustamises samuti me peame kasutama väga õige taktikat.
Yes, while speaking learned words, you're mourning for what is not worthy of grief. Prabhupada said, actually, Krishna is telling him, you're a fool, Arjuna. But that's a rather heavy thing to say. But instead he says, while speaking learned words, you are mourning for what is not worthy of grief. So that's an example.
Et näiteks Jumala kõrgem isiksus ütles Arjunale, et rääkides õpetatud sõnu, leinad sa tegelikult seda, mis ei ole väärt leinamist.
So there are many different ways you can tell someone they're being a selfish pig.
Nii et viise, kuidas öelda kellelegi, et ta on isekas siga, neid viise on mitmeid.
Arjuna, this is a very good example of how to speak in a very nice way.
Ja see on väga hea näide, kuidas rääkida seda.
So you could say, my dear spouse.
Ja see võid öelda, et mu kallis abikaasa.
While speaking very loving words.
Rääkides väga armastulike sõnu.
you're acting in a way which, you know, this way you can, Krishna will inspire you, but yeah, we want to be, we don't want to, Krishna consciousness preaching is not an act of what is called one upmanship of showing that I'm greater than you. No.
Krishna teaduste tee ei ole see, et selline tee, et mina olen kõrgem kui sina.
It's sincere, it's a sincere mood of wanting to help the other person to achieve their full potential.
Vaid see on tegelikult täiesti siiras tunnetuse, et ma tahan aidata teist inimest, et ta samuti jõuaks täiuslikkuse tasemele.
So,
seega,
we will stop here and we'll have another two classes tomorrow, and there'll be also a class on Thursday morning before we head out for Silame.
Et homme me samuti kaks loengut ja neljapäeva hommikul samuti üks loeng hommikul enne kui me sõidame Sillamäele.
Tomorrow morning's class is at what time? About
6:30. Is it okay?
What time is the morning class?
Which
time the Mangalarti begins? 6 o'clock. You come by, well, we had Mangalarti at 5:30 today.
Mm-hmm.
Probably do that again tomorrow. And then 6 o'clock will be starting around 6:30, something like that. We expect to have Mangalarti tomorrow morning around 5:30. So try to be here by 5:30 or come as soon as you can after that, because that we'll be having the class after the Mangalarti. And then yeah, tomorrow evening we'll have a class, I guess, starting at 6. That's the normal program. All right, so we thank you all for coming. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.